This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Replicate the voice of our friend Phil McGeehan, who's at the controls in our main studio in Washington, helping Jennifer Horn, who's in Los Angeles, and Jay Kirshner, who's in Cleveland, and me on the farm in Boston or outside of Boston to work our way into the enthusiasm that we owe. People say to me all the time, how can you at that hour of the day have so much enthusiasm? Well, I think it just is understanding that what we're doing is important. It's God's work. Well, it is, I guess, in a manner of speaking. I don't worry about so much what we're doing as the outcome of the discussions that we have and other people have. I think there is something to be said for thinking about what you're saying and how it is being heard and what impact you have. You know, it's kind of... I'm not here to oversell what we do, although I am the last independent producer of radio programs in the country, and this program comes to you as a result of a collaboration of lots of really good people there's no accident. We've all come together for a reason. And I think even though we all have to make a living and we have to get something out of it, it just is something we have messages and thoughts and ideas. We talk about the events of the day and the issues of the day. And I, frankly, Jennifer was kind enough to send us all some information about meditating and what it does for us and how you can close your eyes, as long as you're not driving, and visualize the outcome of a particular thing. If, you know, you make thoughts things by visualizing the goodness that perhaps you think about somebody who's ill, and even if you can't change the reality, you know, the way you are around them brings peace and maybe even a little justice to a life well lived. That's all. I'm not trying to be morbid. I just think that we here, as you are there, dealing with all kinds of things in our lives. We all are. And sometimes we talk about it, not to the scale that it's overwhelming, but I try to underscore things about what you eat and how you think and the way you live. And thus the conversation that we started earlier here. Actually, I started this when I was thinking about being an independent broadcaster. I don't have to answer to anybody. And that's probably a good thing. I mean, people that carry the hundreds of radio stations that carry the various programs.
Except for all of us listening.
Right. Well, you can decide you want to listen. That's up to you. Or stations can say, I don't want to take this program. But the thing that I thought about as we were talking about the 5G stuff, how if I were working for a big company like iHeart or Cumulus or Audacity, those are the big radio companies, and I started saying the things that we have said about 5G because AT&T and Verizon are such big advertisers, you don't think that would come back to haunt them? But I don't really give a damn. Frankly, I care about me, my family, you. And this thing with 5G is so bad. Remember, Jennifer, Jay, we started talking about this, I think, around Thanksgiving, when it first became obvious that 5G was really bad. Not really good, but really bad. Dangerous. And then you think about the expansion of what they call the C-band and having this effect, you're going to have faster, faster, faster. Like we need faster, faster, faster. What do we need faster for? But that's what they're selling. And they're making, the lady from, I keep forgetting her name, Kate McKinnon, right? From Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
She's doing all the spots for 5G, running around. Oh, I got the 5G. It's great. Sign up $19 a month. No. This stuff is horrible. Horrible, horrible. Now, I may hear from local stations who have local advertisers.
Do you want to talk about why you think it's horrible?
Yeah, because, well, in the first place, there are two reasons, Jennifer. Number one, it screws up all the communication between airplanes and airport and the air traffic control system around the country. 5G interferes, and that's why the Transportation Secretary, Mayor Pete, or Secretary Pete, I guess, he says that the airline, they had big meetings on this last week, the concern that they have, and when these guys all get together, when all the people that run airlines get together, you know, to approach one thing, because they're such fierce competitors, there's not much that they want. They don't want to be in the same room with each other much, but they're in the same room on this, knowing that 5G at the moment can't coexist, and there, you know, there needs to be collaboration, there needs to be a technical assessment, but the AT&T people and the Verizon people, let's go, sell, sell, sell. And so all the busy airports all across the country, I know LAX is in on this, and Logan and Boston, the two that I frequent the most, they're all concerned. They've said to the FAA and to the FCC, which licenses this stuff, you can't have this 5G around where airplanes are, because the airplanes will lose their, it doesn't, the communication system doesn't work with the 5G in the air. And then that brings me more to having people understand how bad, how much, what do you think is around you every day? Think about how many television sets you have in your house. Think about how many iPhones you have, or just plain flip phones. Think about the stuff that's coming into your car, Sirius satellite, radio, all of the, any, we're bombarded, our bodies, I'm sitting in my studio, you're sitting in your studio, we got all this technology around us, our bodies are being bombarded by these things that cause cancer. You remember the big scare, and I'm not trying to scare anybody, I just want you to think about it for a minute, not that it will change your lifestyle, but those of you who are so anxious to give your children iPhones so you can keep your eye on them, think about what you're exposing them to and see if you can't figure out a different way of doing it. That's really my point here. The radiation, remember, I don't know, I can remember the first phones, mobile phones came out. They had these, they were big clunky things and they had an antenna. And you stuck those things in your ear. And I remember somebody I worked with for 3 or 4 years who had a phone in his ear all the time, died of brain cancer at 73. And you, I mean, that's just what we're talking about here. That's why most people, I put my phones on speaker and keep them away from my head if I'm having a conversation with somebody. But I'm not, go ahead.
Do AirPods have anything to do with AirPods? Because those are kind of back in your head. You put them in your ear. Do those kind of act the same way that phones did when you held them up to your ear?
I can't answer that with credibility. I can only think that where there's smoke, there's fire, and maybe you have less of it. Maybe that's what it's about. But they're more, they're being sold because they're less clunky, not because they're safer for you. I don't think
I'm a speakerphone girl. I don't like hearing, I don't like feeling anything warm up against
nope.
my head.
No. Bad news. So, but I just, you know, not to belabor this, but when the FAA and the FCC and the airlines all get together on something, you know, there's something cooking. So whether or not, you know, the FCC says that 5G is necessary for net neutrality in areas around the country that don't have good service. I don't know, when they had service before, they were able to get stuff. I know a lot of people, hello, I'm a farmer, and I know a lot of the farms in the Midwest, the Mid-South, that are, you know, there's 10 miles. Remember the final scene from Castaway? Remember that when Tom Hanks is driving out to see the woman that he, you know, sent the package to? Do you remember that scene? There's a long...
I never saw it.
Saw it either.
Yeah, all right. Well, there's
a
scene.
I didn't know that he was in love
it.
With the volleyball or something like that.
No. Well, that, yeah. Basketball.
That was best part friend. Of it. The volleyball,
it,
the right?
Best friend was it a volleyball? I can't remember.
Yeah, I do know that. It was the volleyball.
Okay. Yeah, that was his best friend when he was out there. But when he came home, found his wife was married to Chris Noth, which is another piece of interesting trivia. Well, he'd left. He was in love with Helen Hunt, and then, you know, the whole thing happened. And so when he was rescued and came back, his wife had moved on and married Chris Noth, and that was, oh, you know, really, oh, no. So he's driving around trying to find himself, and he delivers a package that had been in the plane that he had saved. He had one package that he had saved in the water, and he kept it. And so he was determined to deliver this package, And so he drove, he got in his Jeep, and he drove to this woman's house and delivered it. And then, you know, you see what you think is going to happen at the end. He meets her and follows her back to the house. And yeah, but the roadway is like there's probably a dirt road that goes on for miles, and there's only one house. And those are the kinds of places that don't have cell service. They don't have towers. And so they don't have the same ability to get things, to hear things, to, you know, use a computer that the rest of us do. And anyway, this was supposed to, this is the way they started selling this. It's going to be easier to get and less expensive for AT&T and Verizon and all the rest of them to get service out to the middle of nowhere. Well, now it's grown, and I find it unacceptable, frankly. How much technology? What the hell do you need? Honestly, do we need faster? Is that, do we need, does our mind have to confront things faster than we do right
Everybody
now?
Everybody wants that, yeah.
Why?
Mm-hmm. I don't
Why?
Know.
Do you remember the days of dial-up? You had to wait for your parents to get off the phone before you could even sign online.
And then when you got a call, sometimes it would kick you offline.
I remember the days, in the good old days, when there were party lines on the telephone. I remember when I was a youngster picking up the phone to make a call to a friend, and somebody else, one of the neighbors, was on the phone. And we had to wait for that phone call to end before we could make our phone call. That was how you
guys Back in the olden days when you'd call, like, Murray Hill 6497, like I saw on the Lucy show?
Right, exactly.
Can you imagine trying to have a conversation about something that maybe you don't want other people knowing and you never know who's going to answer the
phone? Yeah, you don't know who's listening. It's like the Chinese now listening to all of our phones, yeah.
I don't know if I told you guys the story about my favorite wine. So my favorite, like one of my favorite wines on the planet is Bialy Black Chicken. It's a Zinfandel from Sonoma. And the reason it's called Black Chicken is because during the time of Prohibition on the party lines, they had a store when alcohol was no longer legal to sell. They couldn't sell their wine. So they would say, give me some bread, give me some milk, and give me some of that black chicken you gave me last time. And black chicken was code word for the wine.
Yeah.
And so these 100-year-old vines of Zinfandel still produce, and that's where their thing came from. They had a code word.
There you go. All right. Well, maybe we should be drinking wine and not worrying about all the radiation that's hitting our
bodies.
Amen. 18 after the hour on the DJV show.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tags, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, get a smart water softener and lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible at Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Your local Staples store can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 25% off custom printed labels, postcards, flyers, brochures, and more when you spend $60 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 129, in-store only. See staples.com/print for details.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do? If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain. And they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Three after the hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan being out. Jennifer Horn takes the lead. Jay Kirshner here when it comes. Well, actually, Jay takes the lead when we get into our trending portion. Twitter at DJV Show, Instagram also, and Facebook.com/DJV Show. Jay calls out the stories and also your responses to our questions. One of them has to do with celebrity deaths. I'm going to get to that. As long as we're talking about that, let's get the update. We're talking about Bob Saget. Betty White's death certificate suggests that she died how, Jay?
She had a stroke 6 days before her death. That was the cause of death as listed on the death certificate.
Mm-hmm. So these things happen. It was not related to COVID.
A lot of people were saying, we thought she was healthy. We were about to have that huge birthday, 100th birthday celebration. What happened? We didn't know she was sick.
People were ignorant about what causes strokes.
Well, and also I think we think that we know everything, and there still is stuff that people keep private. And I think it is surprising that the assistant, who seemed to be very close to Betty White, didn't come out and say, yeah, it was natural, but she had been suffering. She had a stroke 6 days before, because I think that makes us maybe feel like she's not suffering anymore. And then there's that element of a silver lining that she's free, because the stroke is no joke, not to rhyme, but it's really not.
Yeah,
so,
no. A lot of people have them, and it's blood thickening, that kind of stuff. The things you eat affect.
It can be anything. It can actually be,
genetics.
My grandmother's, and she had a very catastrophic one, is think about this. They said it was an eighth of a half of grain of rice. So think about a half a grain of rice and one eighth of that. Calcification, there's a calcium deposit around her heart that chipped off and stopped the flow of blood to her brain. And it was that split second that changed all of our lives. I mean, it's amazing.
The same is true with when plaque builds up in your carotid arteries. That's the only place I have any plaque in my body is my carotid. I have no plaque in my thoracic cavity at all, but there's some in the carotid arteries. And so you manage it. In a manner of speaking, there are a couple of things you can do to manage it, and I'm doing that. But it comes in my circumstance, it comes from ice cream. So one of the ways that you can also note whether you have a plaque buildup is how much is on your gums and your teeth. Because the plaque on your teeth is what goes into you when it gets into your system. I don't know if people know that or not. You think people know?
I never did until I started here with you. But yeah, that's true. That's why going to the dentist is really important.
Yep, it sure is. So you both came up with a list of celebrity deaths that affected you. I was talking about John Wayne. I put Ed McMahon on my list. Johnny Carson and Eisenhower. Those were the four. Who did you put on your list, Jay?
The first significant death that ever rocked my world was Bobby Phills. He was an NBA player. He died in a car accident in 2000. And Doris Day, she died a couple years ago.
I grew
up watching Doris Day films. I absolutely love Doris Day. And another one, Tom Petty. That's one of the ones that every time I'll be listening to the radio and a Tom Petty song comes on, it's like I remember all over again that he's no longer with us. And it's just heartbreaking.
Jennifer, who is on your list?
First one was Lucille Ball in the 80s. Yep. Definitely a huge one for me. Princess Diana, I think, rocked all of us.
Yep.
When she passed away, certainly Ronald Reagan was a big one for me after that. And I'm sure for younger kids, Kobe Bryant has to be on the list as well.
Yeah. All right. Food for thought, certainly, here on the DJV program, where it's now 28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What are you going to do with your old car? You could try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, in a planned Atlanta, Georgia speech Tuesday, called on the United States Senate to remove the filibuster and allow a simple majority to pass voting legislation, taking away the state's rights to handle their own elections. Biden's bill would make sure all elections from now on are run by the folks in Washington, D.C.
I believe the threat to our democracy is so grave that we must find a way to pass these voting rights bills. Debate them. Vote. Let the majority prevail. And if that bare minimum is dropped, we have no option but to change the Senate rules, including getting rid of the filibuster for this.
Chicago Democrat Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced Tuesday that she has tested positive for COVID-19. She says she is feeling fine and is experiencing cold-like symptoms. Also in the region, in-person classes for Chicagoland students will resume today. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
President Biden continues to poll poorly with American voters. His new game plan is to shore up his voting base by claiming elections are racist, calling them Jim Crow 2.0 elections, after demanding the 2020 election was the fairest in American history. Former White House spokesperson Kayleigh McEnany on Fox News gives her insight.
Referring to the municipal elections in 2021, more people voted after than before. Not only that, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the big paper there in Atlanta, said that there were no long lines, that it essentially went flawless. But of course you have the president going down and gaslighting, saying this is Jim Crow 2.0. He's been fact-checked on this. But taking a bird's-eye view as to what happened today in the speech, Rachel, it boils down to this. When you look at issues 1, 2, and 3 in interest of priority to voters in any polling, you see the economy, you see COVID, you see immigration. When you think of Biden's name in juxtaposition to those issues, you think of crisis, 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 inflation, COVID, rampant immigration, border on fire. So what he has done is pivoted to an issue, voting, that has an asterisk by it in the Gallup November poll because it is so statistically insignificant in the issues of interest to voters that it doesn't even register at 1%. So he's pivoted to this issue and called anyone who opposes him racist.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Apparently we have stirred the pot here in our discussion of 5G's. 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Victoria is out with a sore throat. Jay Kirshner is here. We have been discussing off and on for a couple of months the whole 5G thing and how, looking at the other side of it, I don't mean to try to scare anybody. I think there's a positive spin to this in that we know something that we're passing along. Phil's taking calls from people who are worked up about it, and it's good. It's important to think. That's really one of the things that I think has always been one of the reasons, raison d'etre, if you will, for being here doing this is to get people to think about stuff. Good stuff, sometimes bad stuff, sometimes things that will make, that may are already be bad, and they, you know, change the thought, change the thinking, and things get good. Like whether you get enough sleep. This is something that always has been on my mind, because I have got it down, and I think all of us who do morning radio, most of my career has been on in the morning. And I think, Jennifer, you're certainly on the morning twice here with us, and then doing the morning program in Los Angeles on KRLA. So we get, and Jay, you were on in Nashville. Wasn't that the morning program you did there, too?
Yeah, right? Yeah, I did.
Right. Okay, so anyway, the idea of being up and ready to go in the morning is sometimes daunting, because we all want to have just another 4 or 5 minutes, right? Alarm goes off, and you think, okay, I'm going to go back to sleep for a little while. And then before you know it, you're late. And then you think, well, what could I have done to avoid that? I could have gone to bed a half hour earlier. But I was watching this TV show, or I was reading this book, or I was doing whatever I was doing. I think the question sometimes is, when it comes to waking up early is and being sleep-deprived, and there are a lot of people now, because of COVID, who have worked longer. I think Victoria tells us that her husband, Lewis, been home working longer hours. Jennifer, what about your fiancé works at Kaiser, but hasn't he been home much of this last couple of years?
He was home for probably a full year.
Was he?
But they're back to work primarily. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I think the question is whether if you tough it out and work, if you have a job that is dependent on you getting it done and it's not an hourly thing. Some people work 11 or 12 hours a day and they slog through, even if they're sleep deprived. But think, if you got a little more sleep, would you be more productive in 8 or 9 hours than you are in 11 or 12? That's the way I look at it. I think people are much more productive if they're rested and they're ready to go. Don't you think? Am I right?
Your brain functions a little bit better, for sure. When I have lack of sleep, I'm basically like a drunk person without alcohol. See, I can't even talk. I'm drunk now, and there's no alcohol in my system.
Anyway, it's food for thought.
Sometimes radio shows can be a little fun when you're a little punchy and tired. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get,
slap
you get a little silly. Right. Maybe fun for us, not fun for you poor listeners who have to consume our craziness, but yeah.
Always go somewhere else. You don't want them to go somewhere else.
I don't know what it feels like to be rested anymore. Does anybody know what it feels like to be rested?
I still remember the days of having 10 hours of sleep a night. It was glorious.
See, I feel rested when I get up and I'm ready to go. No matter how much sleep I have, I'm fine for this. Very few times do I go on the air and I'm really dragging. And then at some point during the day, I make it my business to find a half hour, 45 minutes for a nap. And before I spend my morning working on the radio stuff and then I'm going to go to the farm, this time of year, if I happen to be where the weather is bad and in a circumstance like we find ourselves this week, with horrible cold temperatures, I'll work in the house most of the day. I might not even go out.
Full disclosure, because everybody says, oh, I'll just take a half hour nap, but nobody really ever means that. So, honest hat on your head, Doug Steffen, how long is your nap during winter months?
Well, the nap I took yesterday was 35 minutes. The nap I took on, when was the last time? Last Thursday was 55 minutes. I'm thinking about Wednesday. I didn't get a nap.
What's with you and the fives? 35 and 55.
Yeah.
Is that because you set your alarm for 30 and 15?
Don't set an alarm. That's one of the very... I need an alarm in the morning to wake up. But when I take a nap, I think, all right, it's 11:30. I need to be back up at noontime. And I wake up at noon. It's uncanny.
That's like a superpower.
Yeah. I decide how long I'm going to sleep, and bingo, I'm up. But it doesn't work for my overnight sleep. I need an alarm clock. But it does work for my naps. So, anyway, Jay, can we go back just for a second to the celebrity death list? Just out of curiosity, I don't know whether you posted it or not, but I think it would be interesting to get a reflection from people on that. And also the 5G thing. What are people thinking? There's some clever way of us working around that. And then another question that I have for you. Are you ready to file your taxes? It's tax filing season. Well, it officially begins on the 24th, according to the IRS. That's the first day they will start accepting and processing your federal tax returns.
Good luck, though. Did you see that they're all short-staffed?
And right.
That the refunds are going to be delayed significantly.
Right.
There's already a warning going out that it's going to be chaos to try to get your refund check.
Yeah, well, it was last year. It's been the last couple of years with COVID. And now there's staff shortages. You remember when Biden was around, I'm going to hire 80,000 more agents. They haven't got enough agents to do what they're doing now.
Yeah, the problem
can't
is
find
if you hire that many people, they're going after people. They're doing probably audits instead of processing refunds.
Yeah, but they're not going
to.
I don't even think they're able to do that. The unprocessed case backlog is several times bigger than it was last year and the year before and the year before and the year before that. And try to call the IRS. You know how they say, call this number and we'll help you. Right. It's like calling the DMV or anybody in any business. Call Verizon and see if you can find somebody to talk to. So anyway, they have call centers, but they don't have anybody there. So they're not responding to taxpayers at all. See, this is the outrage. You want my money to run the government. I'm paying for you to do a good job, and your job quotient sucks. And yet we keep, well, we're going to pay more because we have to do things differently. Why don't you do what we pay you for now? The stimulus package created a lot of new work, the child tax credit stuff. And how does that work? Do you know, Jay? I never quite understood. I have children that young. So I don't know how the child tax credit works. Is it you have to have a certain income and then you get under that income, you get tax credits, and over it you don't? Is that how I don't?
That's what I believe it to be. I just know that we were expecting one and we didn't get one.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. You obviously fell through the crack. Yeah. Thank
and
you.
I can tell you, we don't make too much money to get one, so I'm not really sure. We're still looking into it.
Your refund may be delayed, especially if you file a paper form. So if you can file a short form, then do it. April 18th.
Well, electric e-filing is what they're e-filing. Talking about, because now every accountant wants you to e-file instead of sending it in. So that's
well, no, but if you file
better.
A big, heavy, thick one like I do, and you probably do, mine's like a telephone book. I never understood who, if it's sent by electronic, what's this, then how do they, who looks at it? Is it, they have some kind of a computer that looks
the
at it to
who
see.
People work there, yeah.
Really? Oh, I thought it was, who knows? Anyway, during the Trump era, the agency's budget was cut by 20%. Hooray!
Hey, do you know how many people work at the IRS, by the way?
I did 80,000 or something?
About half.
Oh. Bada-bada-bada, yada-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, as long as you, now you've given me license to do this, Jennifer. You ready?
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What are you getting us into?
I'm going to ask you a couple of brain teaser questions.
Oh,
ready?
I thought we were about to get a kazoo. No. I got excited.
Well, we can do that, too. Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Oh, hey, yeah. Brain teaser. Encourage him. Never
no,
encourage him.
Kazoo. Here's the kazoo.
I will encourage a kazoo every day.
All right. So here's the question of the day. How many of each kind of animal did Moses take on the ark?
He didn't. It was Noah.
Oh. You seen
that? Bam! Paying attention.
If a billion follows a million and a trillion follows a billion, what number follows a trillion?
No, I don't do numbers.
A billion follows a million and a trillion follows a billion. What number follows a trillion? Come on.
If a million follows a billion.
No, if a billion follows a million and a trillion follows a billion, what number follows a trillion?
A billion? A million?
No. A billion is less than a trillion.
A gazillion. A thousand.
No.
Billion. $1
pop.
A trick into the question. Yeah. There is
of
obviously
course
there's
a trick to the question.
Yeah.
The
what
answer
is it? Go
ahead.
$2.
A trillion and one.
Ah! But I'm full.
How many months have 28 days?
All of them.
Thank you.
Drops very good, Jay.
Is it legal for a man to marry his widow's sister?
No.
Listen again. Is it legal for a man to marry his widow's sister?
No.
Of course.
Legal, moral. It's a
legal
fine
for a man to marry his widow's sister. If his wife is a widow, he's dead.
Oh, his widow's
sister.
So, no.
Yeah. No.
Mm-hmm.
His widow's. But it's his widow. I think
his widow. So she's a widow because he's dead.
Yeah. So
all
he
of
can't
Mrs.
marry a corpse.
All of Mrs. Perkins' pets are dogs except one. And all of her pets and are cats except for one. How many cats and dogs does he have?
I'm sorry, what?
This is the last one.
Too early for this crap.
All of Mrs. Perkins' pets are dogs except one. And all of her pets are cats except one. How many cats and dogs do they
One
does
cat
she have?
One of each.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding. You got it.
I feel like we got better as the questions went on.
I don't know. I started really strong and then fizzled off.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever think about why? Well, this is from the Wit and Wisdom Department of the DJV program. Why is abbreviated such a long word?
It's a good question.
I thought it was. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Why is there an expiration date on sour cream?
That's right. It's already sour.
Is there another word for synonym? Be kind to your children. Someday they'll pick out your nursing home. That's one to think
this
about.
This is all true.
Mm-hmm.
I remind 62... my parents of that all the time.
Really? 62% of all statistics are made up.
I think that's true.
I think mm-hmm. that's very true.
Disneyland is a people trap operated by a mouse.
All right, end it on that one. Note. There you go.
All right, 40. That's something to think about. 48 after the hour.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Uri Geller, one of the most distinguished characters in the world. And I put distinguished and character together because I think it's a great way. He always loves it when I come up with different ways of introducing him. But he's so significant to what's going on in the world because he has such an interesting way of using his own power for good. I think that's one of the things that attracted me as a friend to Uri. The things that he does are for people's good. And so, with that in mind, we all are entertained, and I think entertainment is good. Part of your whole approach to helping people using your mind has been entertaining. But you've also been very serious. Any time I've seen you lecture, there's a fun part to it. There's a serious message. So when the headline reads, Uri Geller, I can find the Ark of the Covenant, people raise their eyebrow, remembering, of course, the Indiana Jones movie, but the story of the Ark goes back, what, for centuries, for millennia, in fact.
Millennia, thousands of years.
Yeah,
but
right.
Dougie, look, those who raise their brows, you know, some people are very skeptical, but I had incredibly positive messages, postings from around the world on my Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, how people are into this. And let me just remind everyone that I located my soap factory underground. There was nothing above ground, only rubble and dust and stones. And I felt with remote viewing that there is something under the ground. Let me just remind
everyone. You're talking everyone about where your museum is in Tel Aviv,
in
right?
My museum in Old Jaffa. Yeah. Let me just remind everyone what the CIA concluded about my powers. As a result of Geller's success in this experimental period, we consider that he has demonstrated his paranormal perceptual ability in a convincing and unambiguous manner, CIA. So this was after a long time of experimentation with me at Palo Alto, Stanford Research Institute, the Lawrence Livermore Radiation Labs, the American Naval Surface Weapons Center, and I can go on and on and on. I just saw what's under my museum's floor. We dug it up, and lo and behold, there it was. That gave me the inspiration I said, wait, hold on. Why am I not remote viewing the Ark of the Covenant?
The Ark. Yeah.
And
yeah,
I did that. Now, to those who do not exactly know what I'm talking about, ever since the Babylonian captivity of Jerusalem, Doug, that was in the 6th century BCE, the whereabouts of the Ark of the Covenant, has been a mystery. Nobody knows where it is. And what it is described in the Old Testament of the Bible. It's the Ark that served and gave the visible sign of God's presence to the Israelites. Unbelievable. And according to the Bible, Doug, the Ark was last known to have rested in the Temple of Solomon in Jerusalem, which is just a stone throw away from Tel Aviv, from Old Jaffa. And whether it was destroyed, stolen, or moved, or remained hidden after the Babylonian forces conquered the city and leveled it, actually they leveled the temple in 587 BCE, is not known. Nobody knows where it is. And I said, I'm going to find it. And I found it. I can see it very clearly in my remote viewing sessions that I have.
But you're not telling anybody where it is because somebody will go there and try to dig it up. Right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is going to be... And besides, hold on. But most important, it's not going to be my discovery. I mean, I will be the one that finds it, but the people who will dig it out will probably be the Israeli antiquity authorities. You can't do anything without them. You can't touch a stone, nothing, zero. They have to be involved. But when we're going to dig it out, it's going to be an earthquake, a tsunami, a historical tsunami that has never, ever been seen before in the history of what? Huge!
One of the things that excites me, I think that was the best Indiana Jones movie, but people know the story. One of the things, though, that is so, I just love this, the front page of The Sun has a picture of you with an Indiana Jones hat on. Uri Geller, here's the headline, it screams across the front page. Uri Geller and the Temple of Spoons.
You know, Doug, let's finish the conversation this way. Many of the serious papers do write positive articles. The tabloids love to have something quirky, but that's okay. Listen, anyone who is interested, just email me. My email address is uri@urigeller.com. Or just get onto my website, or get on my Instagram, The Uri Geller, or Twitter, or my Facebook, and you'll learn a lot.
Uri Geller, URIGELLER, urigeller.com, here on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.